with a look at what's happening early on this Friday is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. With no relief from the high temperatures, the number of heat-related illnesses continues to increase in central Indiana. More from WFYI's Jill Sheridan.
The Marion County Health Department says they've treated 117 people since July 18th for various heat-related problems. Most patients were suffering from dehydration, hyperthermia, and heat exhaustion. The majority of patients range in age from 18 to 64, and that may be because they are the most likely to be working outside. Experts remind people to avoid long-term sun exposure, take lots of breaks inside a cool area, and drink plenty of water. Indiana has had at least three heat-related deaths so far this summer. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Thousands of people are expected tomorrow at the Marion County Health Department's annual Back-to-School Family Day. Free backpacks with school supplies will be available. There's entertainment, the fire department safety festival, and the health department's John Allhart says kids can get sports physicals and immunizations.
Each child who's immunized will receive a record of the vaccinations they required during the Covering Kids Back to School Day.
The event runs from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. tomorrow at 38th and Rural. Parents should bring income stubs and their Social Security number. Families can also enroll in the Healthy Indiana Plan, Hoosier HealthWise, and Health Advantage. Authorities say a 4-year-old boy has been recovered in Kentucky 2 days after he was taken from his Indiana home. Terre Haute Police and the FBI say John Johnson Christian was recovered unharmed Thursday by officers in Pikeville, Kentucky. The FBI says officers arrested two suspects, including John's mother's ex-boyfriend, who police believe abducted the boy on Tuesday. Indiana health officials say they're seeing the first signs of West Nile virus in the state this year. Mosquitoes in Hamilton and Allen counties have tested positive for the disease, putting people at higher risk of infection. More than 20 Indiana residents have died from West Nile virus since 2002. The virus was found in 54 of Indiana's 92 counties last year, and one person died. The state health department says if you are outside, use an insect repellent containing DEET. Experts tell Indiana lawmakers that the prohibition against marijuana use in the U.S. has failed. A legislative study committee heard testimony Thursday as it began looking at whether to legalize marijuana or reduce criminal penalties on small amounts of the drug. The Marijuana Policy Project says pot use is widespread despite its illegality. The Drug Policy Alliance says states that have legalized medical marijuana or decriminalized personal use have not seen an upswing in drug use. The group suggests marijuana be regulated by the state much like alcohol, and they estimate Indiana could raise $44 million a year in sales tax alone if it regulated and taxed pot. And the Indiana AFL-CIO is organizing a debt ceiling protest at 10:30 this morning outside the downtown Indianapolis offices of Republican Senators Richard Lugar and Dan Coats. The Democratic Party news release says Hoosier working families want to stop the madness and are calling on the senators to vote to raise the debt ceiling. House Republicans and Senate Democrats are presenting competing versions of a bill. Indiana's congressional delegation is split on the House version. WFYI weather. Today through tonight, increasing clouds, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 89, low tonight 70. Tomorrow through Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 91. Right now, it's mostly clear, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34 now, and the cars get on the track today for practice at the Brickyard for Sunday's race. There are two sessions at 1 and 3:15 this afternoon. As expected, Crown Royal.